Director Brian De Palma has had a bumpy career, up with Carrie, Dressed to Kill and Scarface, down with Body Double and Wise Guys, back up again with The Untouchables, and then down to rock bottom with The Bonfire of the Vanities in 1990. Now, after last year's Raising Cain, which sank quietly at the box office, De Palma has turned back to the gangster genre. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see Carlito's Way.
I don't think there's anyone alive who can film an action scene more voluptuously than Brian De Palma. He turns chases and shootouts into gorgeous dancing geometries without ever letting up on the white-knuckle stuff, and he can create more dread with a slow tracking shot than you ever thought possible. In Carlito's Way, he delivers two breathtaking action sequences, one at the beginning of the movie and one at the end. The problem is what happens in between. Al Pacino plays Charlie, known as Carlito, a Puerto Rican drug dealer who's gotten out of a 30-year prison sentence 25 years early, thanks to the machinations of his buddy and lawyer, Dave, played by Sean Penn, doing a wicked Alan Dershowitz imitation. The strange thing about Carlito is that when he says he now wants to go straight, he means it. Dave helps him get set up running an impossibly glitzy East Harlem disco, and pretty soon Carlito is stashing away enough money to realize his dream of leaving the country for Paradise Island, where he wants to, believe it or not, go into the car rental business. Meanwhile, he's gotten back together with his old girlfriend, Gail, played by Penelope Ann Miller. She's a dancer who's getting by these days as a stripper. The trouble is, the movie's taking place in the 70s. Everything is disco and cocaine, and Carlito's pal Dave is right in the thick of it. Not only is he snorting coke until his eyes jiggle, he's run afoul of the mob, and now he prevails on Carlito to help him out just this once, none of which is easy for poor Carlito to explain to Gail.
I gotta do this, just this one thing, and then I'm out. I owe Dave.
You don't know him. You think you do, Charlie? That's the problem with you. That's why nobody like you gets out, no matter what they say.
You're not listening to me, girl.
Because everything you learned in the neighborhood, every instinct you've got, won't do anything but get you killed.
What are you talking about? How do you know what I learned in my neighborhood? You're just stupid what you say.
I know how this dream ends, Charlie. It isn't in paradise. It ends with me carrying you into an emergency room at 3 o'clock in the morning and standing there crying like an idiot while your shirt smells with blood and you die.
You're not listening to me!
For all his pyrotechnical skill, De Palma has never been very good at the tamer business of creating a convincing romantic relationship. And the one in Carlito's Way is pretty deadly. When Penelope Ann Miller tries to convince us of how heartbreaking it's been for her to watch her showbiz dreams corrode, you may think the film is poking fun at all those gangsters' malls in movies of the 30s who said the same thing. Except De Palma seems to be taking her seriously, which I'm afraid is more than the audience can manage. Meanwhile, the movie's central moral dilemma is about whether Carlito should help his friend Dave, even if it means turning back to crime. But that's thrown off kilter by Sean Penn's amazing performance. Penn makes Dave so coke-addled and loathsome that Carlito's loyalty to him seems less noble than moronic. Pacino is, as always, magnetic on the screen. But for long stretches, Carlito's Way is strangely flat. It's as if De Palma were simply going through the motions, forcing himself to slog through plot and character development and romance just so he could get to those killer action scenes that really do knock you off your feet.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.